Hi, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim, and we're delighted to be with you. We're also delighted to represent Tri-State Livestock News. They're your trusted source for all things agriculture. They provide the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's your partner in the pasture or the field.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Sandhills and discover the hidden gems here in the Sandhills. Check it out. Visit valentine.org. Maybe you want to take a trip down the scenic Niobrara River. Quiet Trails International. Check out more with 50 fun things to do at visitvalentine.org. Kim, what are you going to share on the good stuff?
I've got a couple of pieces I'm going to share. The first one is by Dan Valentine. It was written many years ago, and this was shared with us by Lavella Miles of Valentine. She shared American Essays. It's all writing by Dan Valentine. Here's a piece. What is a minister? People are his calling. He's the man who's always there. He cushions sorrow, repairs souls, lights the way, sells hope, and dispenses brotherhood. He's strong when there is a need for strength. He is compassionate when there is a need for compassion. He's a minister. He is part philosopher, part family friend. He is part spiritual advisor, part teacher, part optimist, part dreamer, part builder. He is on constant call to his community, night and day, winter and summer. At any hour, he is on duty, ready to serve in time of need. He's the man who is always there. He's a minister. With warmth and feeling, he cushions sorrow. With energy and enthusiasm, he builds for tomorrow. With efficiency and experience, he handles the 1 and 1,000 details of running a successful organization. With protocol and good taste, he handles the hundreds of human relationship problems that fall into his path. He's the man who is always there. He's a minister. He is flower arranger, music expert, friend, companion, host, public relations man, fundraiser, mortgage expert, recreation director, speaker, humanist, and strong arm to hold on to in time of trouble. He has the dignity of an ambassador. He has the efficiency of a corporate executive and the genuine friendliness of a good neighbor. He has a sympathetic ear, an understanding soul, a friendly smile, and the knowledge gained over the years that the real hope of the world depends on love, understanding, and faith in God. He believes in beauty. He believes that all human beings should love each other. He believes in serenity. He knows the value of spiritual peace and serene surroundings. He believes in tolerance and the dignity of all races and of all creeds. He believes in service to his community. He knows that his profession demands integrity and sacrifice. He accepts the responsibility of leadership in time of need. He's the man who's always there. He's a minister. He's civic leader, community builder, contributor to progress. He's an institution in his town. He's a public servant to all mankind. In time of need, he's the most valuable man on Main Street. He's the man who is always there. He's a minister. No truer words spoken, this in memory of Pastor Scott McClellan.
Some things to say about the English language. There is no egg in eggplant, nor ham in hamburger, neither apple nor pine in pineapple. English muffins weren't invented in England, and French fries in France. Surprised? Well, maybe not. Sweet meats are candies, while sweetbreads, which aren't sweet, are meat. Quicksand works slowly. Boxing rings are square, and a guinea pig is neither from Guinea, nor is it a pig. And why is it that writers write, but fingers don't fing? Grocers don't gross, and hammers don't ham? If the plural of tooth is teeth, why isn't the plural of booth beef? Just some things to think about there today about our English language. And we thank you for tuning into this radio station and listening to The Good Stuff.